Chapter 16, Novichok. Moscow in mid-March was vagued by slender snow, slanting down politely as if it scarcely remembered how. The grey sky was as close as a pillow to the face. Claire pressed her face to her pillow, its grey lace crisping on her cheekbone, chafing it like tears, and indeed she had a feeling that the fears, jackknifing her, had a simple exit in crying. She grasped George's hand where it was lying, doubled it up like a doubled-up body tighter so that the knuckles, aged slower and sharper, could be rubbed up and down her own bones. He had developed a manner to permit this long guiding of the parts of his body so that she could maneuver him but still know that his blood informed each thing she moved. And now her grip took his from her restless head down to the hip and rubbed his knuckles along the jointed thigh and coccyx and then above the back of her knee and up again to stop on the clitoris, his fist not moving, but hard there like granite until she sighed, relaxing, and he assumed all pressures until she came. She slid her head to his neck then, crying, the purpose in this, a functional thing, not pleasure or mutual tasting, although it might revert to foreplay should their mood allow a particular dying of formality, as if in dislocation, through experience of the phrases in sexual diction. She cried quite formally, her body and her heart expelling toxins, neatly like a housewife in Mount Druitt, wrapping up and putting out the trash. He let his mouth drink in her face's wetness, mineral taste. She asked, malachite and diamonds. He said, soon, yes, I guess, I should ask why you were crying, or I should know, tides wash in with no reason but the moon. But no, she said, strangely it was Corbyn, I mean the politician, not our son. The way he was being reasonable at the poison and the Russian spy, but everyone went for him. I thought maybe they'll get him this time because he's old and right. I'm old and right, said George, perhaps it was transference. Calling a toxin Novichok seems to belittle it, the reference to it as a new guy might mean it didn't happen. There is some evidence it never did exist. Indeed, the primary source is someone called Mizanyov, who put up the formula everywhere, and the whole degrades so easily into water it would be hard to identify in tests. Talking of new guys, Idris is bringing round a Russian scientist to meet us. He met him through Anna Chapman, but Sophie isn't jealous. She asked, since no one's saying, has anyone let on to anyone you know if the toxin victims are alive, awake or gone? But he said, in this paradigm, that isn't one of the questions. She feared. Perhaps nonsensical maze microcosms, like the current British thing, made life itself lying to one, real, unavoidable, a tide savage with its salvage in the moon. The baby Corbyn called her then in the spring-dimmed room.